King Wenceslas looked out on the feast of Stephen, when the snow lay round about, deep and crisp and even. Brightly shone the moon at night, though the frost was cruel, when a poor man came in sight, gathering winter fuel.
Hither, page, and stand by me, if thou know'st it's telling. Yonder peasant, who is he? Where and what his dwelling?
Sire, he lives a good league hence, underneath a mountain, right against the forest fence, by St. Agnes Fountain.
Hello, everyone. We've just heard the first two verses of the traditional Christmas carol, Good King Wenceslas, sung by the Irish Rovers. The story of Wenceslas starts on the eve of the feast day of St. Stephen, the second day of Christmas, which we call Boxing Day. It's important to remember that the setting is first century Bohemia, where there were no paid holidays or bank holidays, and the poor only had time off work on Sundays and the occasional holy day, and that was only if they had paid jobs. Most peasants struggled to be self-sufficient and had to labour in one way or another almost every day of their usually short lives. But if you were rich, then a holy day, or holiday as we now say, was not complete without a sumptuous feast. It's likely that Wenceslas was still digesting his Christmas Day feast as he looked out across his land, probably from one of his defensive towers. Wenceslas observes a poor man collecting wood. How does he know he's poor? Well, presumably because of his clothes, probably old, patched and inadequate for the season. And anyway, a wealthy man would pay someone else to fetch their fuel and certainly wouldn't have to go hunting around on common ground. Whereas the poor didn't have their own land as a resource and were scared witless of taking anything belonging to landowners, since they could well be hung for the offence. So when Wenceslas asks his page, probably a local lad, if he knows where this poor man lives and learns that it's a good 3 miles away, he's able to quickly ascertain that he was someone in need. But why this man? In those days, as indeed today, there were plenty of people who were hard up, and no doubt felt the struggle even more keenly when others started preparing their feasts. So why does Wenceslas go out of his way to assist this one poor man? Perhaps it was getting dark and colder, and he knew he would have a long walk home, carrying probably only enough wood for about 2 days' fuel. No central heating in those days. If there was no fire in your hearth, you froze and ate any food you might have cold and raw. So why did Wenceslas instruct his page to gather meat, drink and firewood ready for them to convey to the poor man's home? I'll leave you with that question. And tomorrow, we'll look at a few possible answers.